Hawaii's economy runs on small business. The Federal Small Business Administration defines small businesses as less than 500 employees. So that means that 99% of all businesses in the state qualify. ProService Hawaii is the state's largest HR services provider, serving 2,500 employers across the islands. HPR's Noe Tanigawa talked to President and CEO Ben Godsey. Good morning, Noe.
Hey, good morning, Catherine. I'm so happy to introduce you all to Ben. Married to a science teacher in the community, three kids. He bought ProService Hawaii in 2005. That means he's been running it for 15 years. You know, so he's seen some cycles here, including the last downturn, 08-09, and he says it actually lasted through 2010. He really sees it from the inside. Godsey worked with 2,500 businesses, you know, all across the state here. And the companies range from 2 employees to 500 employees. The average is about 20. So with the whole current situation in mind, I asked him for an overview.
When we went into quarantine and turned off air travel to defeat the virus, we also turned off the economy. Employer payrolls have shrunk by about 35 to 40%. Overall, my guess is the economy is down 30% from where it was a month ago on a run rate basis. Our economy really depends on social interactions, whether that's a restaurant or a retail store or an entertainment business, a hospitality company. You're not seeing real estate transactions happen. You know, places are being pulled off the market. It depends on person-to-person contact. And under quarantine, that's no longer permitted.
I mean, it's kind of amazing, Catherine, right? When you think the extent to which our society, our economy hinges on the interpersonal. I mean, but a few businesses are still staying quite busy. I mean, Godsey says security is quite busy, delivery, some other essential services.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what is open, right? There's some grocery stores open, there's restaurants, and they're doing takeout. Here on Oahu, I know they've got construction and landscapers that are still out there. I see them on my street.
Exactly.
So there's
deliveries
still
are still happening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Grocery stores are open, and, you know, there are lines outside of them. Some medical offices are still open. So, you know, dentists, however, are kind of closed. The thing is, Hawaii, I mean, just think about all those places we mentioned, Catherine. Hawaii's all about small business. I mean, when our economy's down, it's not Boeing or Staples that's going under. It's our moms and pops, the uncles and aunties that we know that sacrifice with these businesses, you know, the fender shop, the crack seed store, the hairdresser, the seamstress, the fishing gear shop. You got to ask yourself, are they going to be there when this is over? I mean, they make up 99.3% of all businesses here. And Godsey says that is a particular worry.
Small employers don't have large cash reserves, typically like big employers do. Even our small nonprofits don't have big reserves of capital. You know, the typical small business has anywhere from, you know, a week to a month worth of available funds. And so without fresh revenue coming in, they don't have a long runway until they completely run out of cash. And that's why this has been such an urgent crisis here in Hawaii, is because our economy, you know, is so heavily dominated by small employers. And that's extremely worrying. You know, most small employers have many have mortgaged their house or, you know, have personally guaranteed their business, and they're facing the fears of bankruptcy personally and professionally, and of course their staff as well. So it's not just their family, but it's their employees that depend on them.
So Noe, what does he recommend?
Yeah, well, Godsey says prepare for the worst and act quickly. He said start with figuring out what business opportunities, if any, you have left. Then turn off your non-employee-related expenses. Then turn down your employee expenses. He says businesses need to keep enough people to protect the core business and be ready to capitalize on opportunities when they reappear, which he says they will.
The concerns we're dealing with are human concerns. And what we're doing is working with employers so that employers can continue to offer health coverage for their employees. Even if their employees have, you know, are completely laid off, they can do that for at least the next 3 months. The premiums still have to be paid, of course.
Yeah. So that's a commitment that the company has to make to the employee, huh?
Yes.
And are we going to see a big slide of people just losing their health benefits as a result of this?
Yeah. that's something that we'll watch as well. I think that if you combine what employers are trying to do with the expanded benefits of unemployment and the stimulus checks that are coming, there's also money in employees' hands for at least the next 3 or 4 months to cover insurance premiums. The concern I have is after that. If the money starts to dry up, then yes, it's a big concern whether or not we'll have a lot of people losing health care coverage.
Ooh, this is stuff to think about, huh, Catherine?
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Well, all in all, Ben Godsey says that if we can eliminate the virus in Hawaii and secure a fast, reliable test, there's a chance we could make a robust recovery. If the infection continues to circulate in the community, Godsey says current stimulus funds will run out after 2 or 3 months. They may be extended, maybe not. And there's a significant risk we'll experience recessionary conditions for at least a year.
Yeah, it is very sobering. And I know there are lots of companies out there, you know, big and small, that, you know, this whole piece of the medical coverage, the health coverage, it's key.
We're so proud of the extent of health care coverage that people have in Hawaii. Well, a lot of that is employer covered. That's how we've managed to do it. Maybe how it's going to come through on this is really something, because the latest numbers are 237,048 unemployment insurance claims since the 1st of March. You know how many we did all of 2019? 18,000. That was the entire year.
And that's why we're having such a hard time keeping up with the processing of those claims, because there's so many. Nobody really anticipated there would be this volume.
Exactly. Well, DLIR said they managed to get 11 million out last week. In the first couple of days of this week, they got another 11 million out, you know, paid in claims. And they're just working hard on this, but there's still a big way to go. And for the people, for the employees, you know, it's been rough. I mean, the maximum you can get per week here in Hawaii for unemployment is $648. I talked to a restaurant worker who said that if he looks at that, and if he can get close to the maximum, he thinks he can maintain his health coverage for the length of time he gets in his unemployment. The CARES Act provisions allow another 13 weeks on your unemployment benefits. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I know some of the hotels have indicated, you know, that they're willing to float some of the health care coverage for the hotel workers, some of them anyway. You know, but then you also have big companies like, you know, Hawaiian Airlines, and they have a lot of employees, and they're not flying a whole heck of a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most airlines are not.
You really see the position that employers are put in, you know, of course, everybody's, including ours. And it's a really, really, what a situation, you know, from everybody's point of view. The advice that Godsey gives to employers, they have a, you know, response to COVID link on their site that they're offering free to all employers, you know, in the state. And I think some small businesses might be able to make use of some of their processes, selection, and suggestions there. So we can provide the link to that.
All right. Well, good information. But thanks so much, Noe.
Hey, thank you, Catherine.
All right.
Aloha Friday.
Happy Aloha Friday. We've been talking with HPR's Noe Tanigawa. We should add that, you know, Hawaii Public Radio is among the hundreds of clients of ProService. ProService is also an HPR underwriter.